Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Yes, sir. WGN. That's the sound of the very first halftime show. I'm serious. Those are, I think, three or four guys with jetpacks on their back, going back and forth in the stadium. And my, how far we've come. 836 at 720 WGN. Sammy P, are you there? Penny Anovich, come in. Over.
I'm here, my man. How you doing?
I'm good. And you?
So it's funny you bring up the halftime show. I was in Florida. I think it was Miami when Prince played.
Yes.
And, oh, I thought in the rain, given the circumstances, Bears were in the game too, Bears and Colts. Prince put on a show of a lifetime. And if you ask any, like, pundit, musical pundit, they consistently rate that number one of halftime shows.
Well, Prince, I was obviously not there, but I saw him in concert in Chicago, and it's one of the best concerts I've ever seen. I mean, the guy was super talented and was a great performer. You know, it's changed since then, though. I mean, I was reading an article today about the ever-changing scope of halftime shows, and I don't want to get into that now, but it's an interesting read if anybody wanted to see where there was a switch from, let's just say, lower profile shows to suddenly a whole string of superstars every year. But that's another story. So,
sure. Sam. Well, I mean, I'll say it. You don't have to. I mean, it's definitely gotten more political too.
Absolutely.
Big time. But yeah. I'm curious when you say you enjoyed Prince, like. I don't mean to make you lay down in the chair, but who's the best person you ever saw live?
Well, Prince certainly is up there. I would say Prince, although if I thought some more and didn't have anything else to think about, I might come up with a different answer. But no, Prince was unbelievable. I went twice, so that's how much I liked it. Yeah, that was good.
So during the last song, he did Purple Rain. It's pouring rain, John, like in Miami. It's pouring rain.
Right.
And the very last minute of Purple Rain, he says, "Let me hear you." And he slams the microphone on the ground. So you can no longer hear him singing. And then if you go back and watch it on YouTube or whatever, the whole stadium starts singing the final minute of Purple Rain. And it's, I tell you what, like, I'll never forget it. I'm getting chills thinking about it.
Yeah, I understand what you're talking about. When the audience joins the performer and knows the lyrics and sings them without the performer having to join them, it's impressive, to say the least. So, my betting man, what are you betting on? What are the odds? What's going on? Come on. Got the Super Bowl happening. Yes?
Sure. Seattle's favored. They opened up 3.5, and that got bet right away. So, the early money's on Seattle. The late money is on Seattle. Naturally, I kind of like the Patriots +5, so they can either win the game or lose by 1, 2, 3, 4, and I'll win. Mm-hmm. 5's a tie. Look, New England's been very good this year against the spread, and that's what I deal in. So they've played 20 games. They've covered 15. That's pretty good. And a lot of those games, they were favored, and now they're catching points. They're the dogs. So I think New England's going to keep it close. Fox asked us all for, like, predictions, and I said 23-20 Seattle.
So, well, we'll obviously see how that all works out. So the NFL, I believe tonight, is announcing the most valuable player. Is that correct?
Yeah, all the awards are tonight.
All right. So, as I understand it, the nominees for MVP are Christian McCaffrey, Josh Allen, Trevor Lawrence, Drake Mays, Matthew Stafford. It strikes me that there's not a Seahawk representative there, considering that they're in the Super Bowl. And I thought, wow, that's sort of strange. I mean, Drake Mays is there. He's with the Patriots. So I guess there's no outstanding Seahawks player. Or it's just an entire team effort. I don't know. But
it's a collection of guys, honestly. So if you ask the guys in Vegas who make numbers, they tell you Seattle's the best team in the league.
Gotcha.
They may not have like the individual superstar, although their wide receiver is very good. Jackson Smith and Jigba, who I know you know because he played at the other school in the Big Ten, not Michigan. He played at the other school we won't name. But look, he was a sophomore, John, and he had like 350 yards in the Rose Bowl. And you're like, oh, this guy's going to be a big deal one day. And now he's one of the best receivers in the league. So, you know, it's a collection of 53 guys. Seattle definitely better. They're favored in the game. And I think it's very important. Anybody watching the Super Bowl should pay very close attention to Drake May's right shoulder. Of course, he's the quarterback of the Patriots. He got hit against Denver in the last game, and we haven't seen him since. The rumor is it's not great, but if he gets shot up and plays through it, fine. But he is nowhere near 100%.
If he gets shot up and plays through it, there we go. You know, you're talking.
We've all been there.
I guess we all have. Although, you know, the last time I got shot up, I really didn't have to play through anything. I just sort of enjoyed it. At any rate, how about that flag football game, that Super Bowl flag football game? That's going to be on YouTube. Do you got any wagers on that? What's up with that game?
No, I draw the line on flag football, personally. How about you? You got anything for me?
Do I? Well, yes, you sent, now wait, what did I do with it? You sent all the colors of Gatorade that are available.
Sure.
And I'm guessing that you can bet on what color Gatorade will be poured over the head of the winning Super Bowl coach. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, so this is, I say this on every show I do Super Bowl week, and I've done this for 10 years. I think the most polarizing opinion, if there's 5 minutes left in the game, ask your party, wherever you're at, what color is the Gatorade? And I've seen fights break out.
Really?
Red. Oh, blue, yellow, purple. You're an idiot. Oh, you run the gamut of people getting excited about a totally random thing. I would guess blue Gatorade. Do you have a guess?
I've never really thought about it at all. Blue Gatorade. Let me look at these colors. We've got orange, yellow, green, lime, blue, purple, red, pink, water, clear, or no Gatorade bath. I guess that would depend on the attitude of the coach.
The last 10 years, there's been a couple no Gatorades because the game's ended in overtime. So it ends on the final play, and then everybody kind of runs on the field. But most games are decided in the final minute or so. Like the Patriots-Falcons game that ended in overtime, there was no Gatorade because Belichick just rushed on the field.
I'll go with orange. That's okay. Decided to go with
what
orange.
What does Jack think? I need to know what Jack thinks.
Going purple plus 750.
Plus 750.
Give me some value.
I'm not quite sure. What do you mean? Are you talking about a betting spread?
Plus 750.
If you bet 100, you win 750 on purple.
Wow. What did I say? Orange? That's way about down there at 225. If I'm thinking about wagering on something, the no Gatorade.
Kind of like purple now. You kind of like purple now, don't you?
Take a look at the no Gatorade bath. That's a plus 5,000.
Yeah. And it's happened
a few
times.
What's red, Jack? 11, 12?
It's 11, yeah. What I see.
Yeah. Red slash
I'm going to go red. I'm going to go, well, look, like I think it's going to be blue, but blue is sort of a boring answer. I think red, well, like blue and orange are always like right at the top. Everybody says blue and orange, and they pour them a ton. If you want a long shot, red.
Will it always be Gatorade? I mean, I know the barrels are usually labeled that. Has Gatorade got an exclusive with the NFL?
I'm glad you asked that because the language in the bet is what color liquid, not what color Gatorade. But no, I texted, to be fair, hand up, I texted Jack Gatorade because it's usually in a Gatorade drum.
That's right. That's what you see is this Gatorade drum.
Yeah, but the way that they grade the bet, and again, this is not a bet you can make legally. You can't make this bet in the USA. You got to bet it with either a bookie or you bet it offshore or whatever.
Why?
But it's not.
Why can't you do this one in the USA? You do everything else. What's the big deal?
Well, because okay, I'm glad you asked that. It's a fair question.
Thank you. Yes.
This is a wager. I mean, there's the potential for insider information here.
Ah, okay.
So, I mean, you know, there's 150 people on a sideline. So if somebody squeals, like this gets, I mean, you laugh, but this is the thing. No. So Las Vegas would never, ever take a bet on the Gatorade color, ever.
Interesting. No, you're right. You know, giving it some thought, anybody could telegraph what the Gatorade color was if they were on the sidelines long before the game was over. So you're right. But apparently that doesn't impede the offshore betting sites. Apparently they'll go with anything.
So yeah, you can bet. Yeah. I mean, offshore, you can bet on the anthem length. You could bet on what will Donald Trump show up on the field. You can bet. So the story I wrote for Fox, I said there were 900 ways to bet the game. Those were American bets. So if you stretch it out across the world, there's probably 2,000 ways to bet the game.
900 American ways to bet the game. Give me some Give me some examples that are, well, I guess that I would think would be unusual.
So they do these cross sport props. So for example, like Drake May has a rushing prop of 37.5 on Sunday. So what they will do, the sportsbooks will take like the best NBA player and put like his point prop up. So say you're an NBA guy and I'm Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
They will say, what's more, Drake May rushing yards or John Landecker points in the basketball game? And you pick, and they put a mathematical price on it, and people go from there. So what they do, and I've said this on the station for years, the way to get bets is you load the candy aisle with candy. And the more candy there, the more likely you are to leave with candy.
Well, that's logical. Yes, that's right. But you would that last wager that you mentioned, the rushing yards and the basketball points based on what game?
Well, it'd be the Sunday game, whoever plays on Sunday.
Oh, okay. All right. So whatever NBA game is on the same day as the Super Bowl is what you're saying.
Exactly. Yeah. So like whoever the best player is on Sunday, they hang a number on his point.
Got it. How about the Olympics? Can we throw those in there too? They'll be on Sunday.
I mean, offshore, you can do whatever you want, buddy.
How about the quad god?
I don't even know who that is.
You're kidding me.
No.
Well, I think you're going to have to look it up because I don't know his real name. But I was told to ask you about that by Ryan Burrow, so maybe he was setting it up. I don't know.
Well, you know, Burrow's an interesting guy. He knows a lot of things that we don't know.
Oh, indeed. That's the impression I get. And not that he tries to flaunt it, but I just picked that up by listening to his broadcasts. That's all.
It's funny. So I got a funny Ryan Burrow story. I know you don't have much time, but Burrow sends me to United Center. This is when the Olympics, this would have been like 2016. And Burrow did a feature on all the Olympic athletes from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And the only one he didn't get was Jimmy Butler. And I had to like track Jimmy Butler into the parking lot with a microphone and say, Jimmy, I need a favor. And you know, Jimmy wants nothing to do with this, right? Jimmy's like trying to get home and speed home. Yeah. I go, Jimmy, you're the last guy. I need you to say Chicago's very own play on WGN, blah, blah, blah. He finally did it, but I chased him out of the locker room into the parking lot to do this read for Ryan Burrow.
Well, you got your story. That's the important part. You got to have that.
He was peeling out of the parking lot, and I'm holding the microphone out.
He did it while he was in his car?
Basically, yes.
Unbelievable. One last question. I don't know. I know you did the point spreads over under. Just flat out, did you say who you think's going to win, period? The Super Bowl, and I missed it?
Yeah, I would bet New England +5, so I think that's a good bet. But at final score, I think Seattle 23, New England 20.
All right, Sammy P., thank you. Talk to you again real soon. I hope I say hi to your mother.
All right, buddy, see ya.